thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, esteemed viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yerbert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Portsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom increases its aid donation to Ethiopia to $2 billion. In technology news, United States researchers invent a process to recover scrap rubber. In environmental news, puppet performances bring eco messages to Jordanian youngsters. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 12th, is the Hindu festival Rama Navami, honoring the birthday of Lord Rama, who is worshipped as an incarnation of Vishnu, a Hindu deity. Lord Rama is the hero of the Sanskrit epic, the Ramayana. An ongoing reading of the Ramayana is held in temples during the preceding week of this special day. For Rama Navami, highlights of the Ramayana and prayers are recited, fasts are observed, and homes are decorated, along with many other traditions. Lord Rama is especially revered for representing the values of truthfulness, duty, and virtue. May all those celebrating Rama Navami be filled with divine peace.
Fly-in news. Forest fire in Texas, USA. In what is being called one of the largest fires ever to hit the nation, a quick-moving blaze has consumed over 71,000 acres of forest across the northern Texas counties of Stonewall, King, and Knox. Due to extremely dry and windy conditions, some of the flames traveled 12 miles in less than 4 hours, even crossing the Brazos River.
Meanwhile, in West Texas, another fast-moving wildfire spread to more than 60,000 acres by Sunday in Jeff Davis County, destroying about 40 homes in Fort Davis before moving north and east. The Texas Forest Service also reported that a third fire burned 16,000 acres in Midland County and destroyed about 34 homes. Fire crews have been arriving from 25 different states, with air tankers dropping over 58,000 gallons of water in an effort to stop the blazes. Thankfully, no human injuries or deaths have been reported thus far.
We are grateful to the Texas Forest Service, volunteer firefighters, and all involved in helping to contain the fires and keep the public safe. As we pray for the protection of animals and humans alike, may such extreme conditions subside as we strive for more harmonious living with each other and the planet.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan.
4 weeks after the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, Japan's National Police Agency has confirmed over 13,100 fatalities, with more than 13,500 people still listed as missing, leaving 82 children thus far in the worst-hit prefectures of Miyagi, Fukushima, and Iwate without parents. As of Sunday, April 10th, some 151,000 people were staying in shelters across 18 prefectures, with more expected after a magnitude 6.6 quake hit on Monday evening, exactly 1 month after the disaster. A tsunami warning was issued but later lifted. This latest tremor centered in Fukushima Prefecture, 50 kilometers southwest of the damaged nuclear plant, caused several fires to break out, with landslides that trapped 4 people in the city of Iwaki. Although police and firefighters were able to rescue all 4, a 16-year-old girl had perished, and the other 3 were seriously injured.
2 more fatalities were reported after another nearby home was buried by mudslides, and a fatality was also confirmed in neighboring Ibaraki Prefecture. Yet another strong aftershock of magnitude 6.2 struck Tuesday morning, 77 kilometers southeast of Tokyo. Minutes later, a fire was reported at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant.
Meanwhile, in other parts of the country, more than 158,000 households are still without electricity, and at least 210,000 across 10 prefectures without running water. Moreover, officials in Kesanuma City, Miyagi Prefecture, have found that well water and streams have been contaminated by slag and mud containing arsenic and other toxic substances that flowed from the Ogyal mine after the March 11th quake. With survivors' honesty prevailing despite their often desperate conditions, police report that many lost items have been turned in, and in Miyagi Prefecture, police state that a mounting amount of unclaimed cash is being turned in from the tsunami zone. During a visit to the devastated coastal areas of Miyagi Prefecture on Sunday, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan pledged that the government would begin the construction of 70,000 temporary homes as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, engineers at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant said on Sunday that they are unfortunately no closer to restoring the cooling infrastructure, an operation that is critical to stabilizing the facility's 6 reactors.
On Monday, Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency announced that due to the massive release of radioactivity, it was raising the crisis rating at the complex from 5 to 7, the same as that of the 1986 Chernobyl incident.
Desperate measures undertaken after the disaster, such as pumping water into the reactors, have now left plant engineers facing the problem of how to store 60,000 tons of radioactive water. To free up space as the highly contaminated water filled the internal reactors, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, had begun instructing workers to dump the lesser but still irradiated water into the Pacific Ocean, a measure that has continued days longer than originally planned.
As the heavily contaminated water inside the plant has also hampered workers from inspecting the pumping systems, on Sunday they used a remote control helicopter to get pictures of the damaged reactors number 1, 3 and 4. The company also began using remote-controlled heavy machinery to clear debris from around the plant and start laying new pipes for pumping the irradiated water into another storage facility. Efforts have been aided by the arrival of two of the world's largest pumps, sent from the United States on Saturday. On Sunday, a worker who collapsed from exhaustion was taken to a hospital, where his radiation exposure was said to be well below the legal limit. Meanwhile, as nations such as the US and Australia have advised citizens to maintain an 80-kilometer distance from the nuclear facility, the Japanese government announced plans to expand the evacuation zone from its current 20-kilometer radius to 30 kilometers in certain areas.
Data from the Science Ministry revealed that in several areas of Fukushima Prefecture, radiation levels as of April 11th, compared to initial measurements made on March 23rd, now exceed the 1,000 microsievert exposure limit for a whole year. In Nami Town, 30 kilometers from the plant, levels were measured at 14,480 microsieverts. As radiation concerns continue to mount over the ongoing nuclear crisis, an estimated 17,500 people of all ages participated in two rallies on Sunday, both held in Tokyo, as they called for the closure of all nuclear power plants in Japan.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international officials, relief personnel and nuclear experts and workers, for your helpful endeavors. May heaven grace the Japanese people with resiliency and protection as humanity strives to restore Earth's balance through our gentler consideration for all life.
Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People in cities across the world continue to find their voice in demanding basic freedoms and human rights, including participation in representative democracies in countries such as Bahrain, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Egypt, Italy, Libya, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Syria, the United Arab Emirates, the United States and Yemen.
Israeli and Palestinian Hamas officials separately made announcements on Sunday that they were each willing to end bilateral attacks as long as the other party complied as well.
The National Organization for Human Rights in Syria reported that 28 people were killed on Friday, April 8th, with four more who lost their lives Sunday as security forces fired live ammunition on peaceful protesters in various major cities. The Syrian government claims its own forces were fired upon by armed groups, resulting in 19 deaths, and states the government will deal forcefully with armed groups. Speaking with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon conveyed his deep disturbance by the crisis, stating that violence from all sides should be halted. As he emphasized the duty of the government to protect civilians and respect their basic rights, he called for President al-Assad to release all those currently detained and to begin an inclusive dialogue on comprehensive government reforms.
International organization Human Rights Watch meanwhile urged the United Arab Emirates to reveal the whereabouts of Ahmed Mansour, a blogger arrested Friday, who had been among a group of 133 academics, former government officials, journalists and activists petitioning the president in early March for direct elections. CNN reported that two other members of the same group were also detained on Saturday and that the United Arab Emirates government has not responded to inquiries regarding the location of the three men.
In Yemen, as tens of thousands of people continued protests on Sunday, calling for President Saleh to step down, violent intervention from government forces resulted in one person being killed and 14 others injured with gunshot wounds, with many more treated for tear gas inhalation. Even residents who have not been part of the protests are calling for international assistance from those countries that provide money and arms to Yemen, saying that they are being affected by the tear gas fired on protesters, which is an unusually severe form that has been found to cause paralysis and even death.
In Afghanistan, citizens' anger has been growing about the presence of U.S.-led foreign troops, as well as the burning of a Quran by a U.S. pastor in late March, with protests escalating in recent days. According to Press TV, U.S.-led Swedish and Finnish troops left the northern Afghan province of Samangan on Monday after hundreds of residents persistently demanded their departure.
As reported by Press TV, thousands of Italians nationwide protested Saturday over living conditions that include high unemployment rates and low retirement pensions, demanding more government attention for families, workers and students. In Chicago, Illinois, USA, over 5,000 union members from four states gathered to protest against the erosion of collective bargaining rights among unions, with many attendees pledging that they would continue demonstrations as long as the measures undermining workers' rights are carried out by the government.
A Salubate news agency and Press TV report that Saudi troops assisted the Bahraini forces in razing five mosques to the ground over the past few days. Saudi citizens protested for the second day in a row on Saturday against the presence of their government's troops in Bahrain.
Press TV reports that peaceful Bahraini protesters continue to experience brutal crackdowns by Bahraini, Saudi, Kuwaiti and United Arab Emirates forces. On Monday, Bahraini officials fired 30 doctors and 150 health ministry workers accused of supporting the protesters, while 16 Lebanese nationals were expelled from the country after a religious leader in Lebanon expressed moral and political support for the protest movement. Also on Monday, two senior Bahraini clerics were arrested. That same day, Iranian university students gathered in front of the Saudi embassy in Tehran to protest the Saudi military presence in Bahrain and the killing of Bahraini citizens. Their calls were echoed by many merchants in the city who closed their shops for several hours to protest the military violence against pro-democracy demonstrators in Bahrain, Yemen, and Libya.
In Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, intense conflict continued between supporters of the internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara and incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo, who has refused calls from the United Nations to step down.
On Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon ordered the organization's peacekeepers to use all necessary means to halt Mr. Gbagbo from using heavy weapons against his own co-citizens as well as the peacekeepers. On Monday, UN and French troops, along with supporters of President Ouattara, were able to safely detain Mr. Gbagbo, who appeared on television after he surrendered, calling for an end to the fighting and saying that he wished for a rapid resuming of people's lives. President Ouattara addressed the nation and similarly urged fellow citizens to refrain from acts of reprisal or violence. He went on to state that in accordance with the law, an investigation into Mr. Gbagbo's case would be prepared, while the rights of Mr. Gbagbo, his family and supporters would be respected.
A delegation of African Union leaders has been in Libya to mediate a ceasefire. On Sunday, leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi accepted their proposal of a roadmap to peace, which includes calls for an immediate ceasefire, protection of foreign nationals, and the urgent delivery of humanitarian aid. the African Union delegation traveled to meet in Benghazi, Libya, on Monday with leaders of the revolutionary's Interim Transitional National Council to discuss the proposal.
Meanwhile, the release of two Al Jazeera journalists has been confirmed after four were detained about 1 month ago. All four had been released earlier but then were rearrested. Al Jazeera reported Monday that Mauritanian correspondent Ahmad Val Oud Eden had been freed as confirmed by the African Union delegation visiting Tripoli on Sunday, while Tunisian journalist Lofty Al Masoudi was released last week following 27 days of detention. It saddens us to know of the cherished lives lost, but we are glad to see some glimpses of the dawn of peace in conflicted regions, and we pray for a halting of all turmoil as people in every nation decide to live side by side in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Winners announced at Malaysian Grand Prix. The Formula One World Championship concluded an exciting auto race on Sunday, April 10th, at the Sepang International Circuit in Malaysia. Reigning world champion racer from Germany, Mr. Sebastian Vettel, of Formula One's Red Bull team, once again crossed the finish line in first place, having maintained his privileged pole position throughout the race. Coming in second and third place were Briton Mr. Jenson Button, of the McLaren team, and German Mr. Nick Heidfeld, of the Lotus Renault GP team. Congratulations, winners of the Malaysian Grand Prix. Best wishes in the races ahead for both Godspeed and safety, as your focused talent and skills continue to delight and inspire audiences worldwide.
Indian national freed in Pakistan. As part of a goodwill gesture to help improve ties between their nations, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari authorized the early release of Mr. Gopal Das following a request made by the Indian Supreme Court. Mr. Das was greeted with emotion by relatives who were waiting for him on the border, some of whom had not seen him since his detainment 26 years ago. As Mr. Das conveyed his thankfulness to the Pakistani leaders and the Indian Supreme Court, he also urged his nation's government towards more efforts in working with Pakistan to help other Indian nationals who may have been unjustly imprisoned. "We are gladdened to know of your freedom, Mr. Das, as we wish you happiness with loved ones and renewed opportunities in life. May such trust-building endeavors between India and Pakistan continue for the flourishing of both nations' peoples."
UK-based News of the World issues apologies for phone hacking. The weekly national newspaper, founded by Australian entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch, has issued a formal apology for unauthorized access of cell phone voice messages belonging to various celebrities, politicians, and possibly even members of the royal family, which were retrieved to generate scoops for the paper. On Tuesday, former news editor at News of the World, Ian Edmondson, and current chief reporter, Neville Thirlbeck, were arrested in association with the case. An apology printed in the newspaper stated, "Here today, we publicly and unreservedly apologize to all individuals. What happened to them should not have happened. It was and remains unacceptable. In addition, compensation is being offered to those whose privacy was compromised. Our thanks, News of the World, for your striving forward as a media group of integrity. May ethical reporting continue to be the norm amongst journalists worldwide who are dedicated to bringing accurate and timely information for the good of the public."
Film director Sidney Lumet remembered. On Sunday, April 10th, the highly acclaimed US filmmaker passed away at the ripe age of 86. His celebrated achievements including 12 Angry Men, Dog Day Afternoon, The Verdict, and the Academy Award-nominated Network were known for their moral sense and social consciousness and are considered modern classics. Many fellow icons of filmmaking including Martin Scorsese and Woody Allen expressed their tributes, with actress Jane Fonda saying that she had loved working with the kind and generous director, as she stated, "He was a master. He had strong progressive values and never betrayed them." Our sympathies go to the loved ones of Mr. Sidney Lumet, whose films of moral upliftment shall always be treasured. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light.
Save our planet. Nepalese Apa Sherpa, who has ascended Mount Everest a record 20 times, is leading a team of 58 people to collect garbage in base camps as part of a campaign to promote conservation and eco-friendly climbing.
Warning news. Meet glue made of an enzyme derived from animal plasma that makes blood clot abnormally but is widely available outside the European Union is used to join together pieces of scrap meat and fish that would normally be discarded to form solid pieces that are sold at premium prices.
Hi there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We are lovingly following a compassionate diet. Today, we have a useful tip for cleanup efficiency at home or at the office.
Within just a few minutes, it might surprise you at what you can accomplish with a little effort.
You can delete email and go through an online file folder, removing contents no longer needed.
Performing this brief action every day can help you keep organized.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news. The United Kingdom increases aid donation to Ethiopia to $2 billion over the next 4 years. The UK's Department for International Development announced that Ethiopia will become its largest development program. The funding will be used to support the building of peace, security and prosperity, as well as coping with the effects of climate change. In addition, ensuring better access to schooling, clean water and basic health care will be emphasized. Our earnest appreciation and heaven's blessing, United Kingdom, for your very generous commitment to Ethiopia. May each country's citizens help brethren flourish for a happier and abundant world for all.
In technology news, United States researchers invent a process to recover scrap rubber. A team led by Dr. Avram Isayev, professor of polymer engineering at University of Akron, Ohio, has developed a technique called ultrasonic devulcanization. It allows for no longer used rubber to be reprocessed, which was virtually impossible to do before. The significant discovery was the recipient of 2011 Advanced Materials Innovation Award by Nortech, a USA nonprofit technology center development organization. Congratulations, Dr. Avram Isayev and colleagues, on your green invention and award. May more such earth-loving creations benefit all beings on our shared planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Puppet Place encouraged Jordanian children to enjoy the beauty of nature. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Stay tuned for more beneficial news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, foresighted news for an informed world. In environmental news, puppet plays bring eco-messages to Jordanian youngsters. The Duffa Puppet Theatre has held performances across Jordan, mostly to children in camps and underprivileged areas. The focus of the entertainment is to encourage a greater appreciation of nature. Workshops are also offered in puppet making, enabling participants to make new friends. After seeing the play, 5-year-old Omar Sheikh said, "I always play video games with my friends. Now I will start going to parks and play with them." Kudos, Duffa Puppet Theatre, for conveying important eco-concerns in such a delightful manner. May the vibrant youth of Jordan have every opportunity to enjoy verdant natural surroundings on a long-lasting and gentle earth.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Cantonese entitled Glad Granny.
现在孩子们，你们当中有谁能让别人感到高兴？老师，一位男孩说，我昨天让别人感到高兴，做得很好，那个人是谁？是我的祖母。好孩子，现在你告诉我们，你是怎样做到让你的祖母感到高兴？老师，我昨天去了探望他，还留下和他一起3小时。之后我和他说，祖母，我要回家了。之后他跟我说，好，我非常很高兴。
And now for our viewers' hotline on historical evidence. Jesus was a vegetarian, which was featured on Vegetarian Elite. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
The program shedding light on Jesus as a vegetarian was so wonderful. After the show, I felt a sense of calmness and a deeper sense of love in general. Thank you for doing such interesting and informative research. Especially beautiful was the touching story of Jesus healing the injured mule on the road. Jesus' love brought a tear to my eye. Stephen from Goderich, Canada.
Kind-hearted Stephen, it's nice to hear from you. The Prince of Peace was the essence of love. Therefore, he must have followed the compassionate plant-based lifestyle. We pray humanity returns to our noble nature, respecting the God-given life of each being. May heaven bless you and all the friendly people of charming Goderich, known as the prettiest town in Canada.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com.The address on your screen or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with heavenly inspiration and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
20 doctors from India are traveling to Zambia as part of a program with humanitarian organization Rotary International to offer free dental checks, medical treatment, and cataract as well as other operations for less fortunate persons.
Representatives from the U.S. National Council on U.S.-Arab Relations met with a visiting Saudi Majlis al-Shura delegation to discuss mutual concerns and the furthering of their country's diplomatic relations.
5-year-old Tilly Lockie of the United Kingdom, who lost both her hands to an early childhood illness, can now write and hold a brush to paint much more easily after receiving a bionic hand that she can control using her own muscles.
During the annual meeting of the American Chemical Society in California, USA, new research presented on maple syrup highlighted its health benefits in showing that it contains 54 antioxidants which can treat cancer, diabetes, and bacterial illnesses.
Along with the delivery of food, blankets and other goods to refugee camps stationed at the border between Libya and Tunisia, Russia donates $500,000 towards the UN humanitarian program in support of Libyan citizens.
With a new technique of using ultraviolet light, US astronomers are searching for young, low-mass stars near the Earth, as they state that finding these would also more quickly reveal the stars orbiting planets that currently await discovery.
To decrease dropout rates, the Uruguayan government plans to provide about 1,600 secondary and trade school students with scholarships in addition to already existing financial aid.
Following his joyful return after being missing for 13 months in Afghanistan, Sarbi, an explosives detection dog from Australia, is awarded the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Purple Cross for bravery.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.